Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll build a late-night jungle vibe around an amen break and glue a subtle tape hiss atmosphere to the drums and bass. The goal is to sequence, slice, and arrange an amen-based groove, then mix a mid/side-aware hiss that supports the track without masking it. Keep your stock devices handy. Simpler, drum rack, EQ8, saturator, erosion, glue compressor, hybrid reverb, redux, utility, and operator. First, a quick summary of what you'll make. You'll slice an amen break into a drum rack and arrange 8 to 32 bar pockets with old school shuffle and fills. You'll create a dedicated tape hiss track, either synthesized in operator or a looping simpler sample process to sit behind the drums and bass. You'll mix the drums into a cleaned, saturated bus with parallel compression, and you'll map out the arrangement. Intro, build, drop, breakdown, and re-entry. Keep in mind the lesson title phrase as you work. Midnight amen a tape hiss atmosphere. Sequence and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Step 1. Prepare and slice the amen break. Import the amen sample into Live. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient or warp marker slicing and set sensitivity so each hit becomes its own slice. Slice to drum rack so each slice maps to a pad. Open the drum rack chains. For each pad, switch to simpler or use simpler slice mode so you can tune and shape hits independently. Trim sustain and decay a little for tighter hits, and attune a couple of slices by 1 to 3 cents to emulate analog inconsistencies. Step 2. Groove and sequencing to get that jungle shuffle. Open the groove pool and load a swing or shuffle preset. Try a quarter note shuffle or bedroom swing. Drag the groove onto your amen MIDI clip and tweak timing and velocity for human feel. Program ghost hits. Low velocity snares and subtle kick ghosts on offbeats. For old school fills, duplicate a slice and pitch it up an octave for variation. Build 8 bar patterns and prepare variations you'll use in the arrangement. Step 3. Drum bus mixing. Group the drum rack into a drum bus. On the bus insert, in this order, start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz, gentle cut at 300 to 500 Hz if it's boxy, and a small boost of 2 to 3 dB around 3 to 6 kHz for snap. Add drum bus next drive around 2 to 4, a character you like, and slightly lift transient control for snap. Then a subtle saturator in soft clip mode for warmth, and finish with glue compressor for gentle glue. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of reduction, medium fast attack and tempo synced release to avoid pumping. Add parallel compression for punch. Duplicate the drum bus or use a send to a heavily compressed return. On that parallel bus, push compression for 6 to 8 dB of gain reduction, then low pass it at 8 to 10 kHz and blend it back at around 10 to 25%. This brings up low-level detail without crushing transients. Step 4. Create the tape hiss atmosphere. Make a new return or track name tape hiss. You have two options. Option A. MIDI noise in operator, set one oscillator to noise. Route through a bandpass or band-limited filter and use a slow LFO for subtle movement. Option B. Load a stitched noise sample into simpler, set it to loop and trim it for steady hiss. On the tape hiss chain, start with EQ8 and high pass at roughly 150 to 300 Hz to remove low rumble. Add saturator in soft mode with a low drive to add mid harmonics. Use erosion set to noise mode at low amounts, 5 to 15% to add micro variation and tape grit. Apply redux very subtly. Set bit depth to around 14 to 16 bits and a small sample rate reduction for lo-fi texture. Make redux automatable so the texture can change over time. Add hybrid reverb with a short plate or small room. Pre-delay between 40 and 80 milliseconds to avoid smearing transients. Use a second EQ8 in mid/side mode to cut 250 to 700 Hz from the sides, while gently boosting upper mids in the mid channel for focus. Finally, use utility to narrow width for lower frequencies or create a mono low layer by duplicating the hiss and low passing one copy with utility width set to 0. Keep the tape hiss initial level very low, around minus 20 to minus 12 dB relative to drums. It should add presence, not wash. Step 5. Put the hiss into the mix with sends, automation, and arrangement. If you use a return, route multiple sources to the same atmosphere. Automate the send amount to raise the hiss in breakdowns and slightly during reverb tails, after fills. Automate redux bit depth and erosion amount to increase dirt during builds, and tighten or lengthen hybrid reverb for drops and breakdowns. Arrange the track with this blueprint: intro for 0 to 8 bars hiss present, but low, filtered amen with long tails and muted bass, build 8 to 16 increase hiss and open drum mids, Drop 16 to 32, bring drums and bass forward, slightly reduce hiss level but keep short reverb tails. Break down 32 to 48, raise hiss and bit reduction, front ease, re-entry 48 onward, full drums back, hiss lower but still gluing. Always high pass the hiss above 150 to 300 HC so it never competes with bass, and keep low frequencies mono below roughly 120 HC. Step 6. Final mix touches and checks. Sidechain the drum bus lightly to the bass with a compressor for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to keep the pocket. On the master, use conservative glue or multiband compression. Don't let the hiss dominate loudness. Do a slash B checks by toggling the tape hiss on and off, and reference against commercial jungle tracks at similar loudness. Watch out for common mistakes. Don't make the hiss louder than the drums and bass, that will mud the mix. Always high pass the hiss to remove low energy. Keep stereo width out of the low mids. Avoid overprocessing amen slices. Don't kill transients with heavy bit reduction or extreme stretching. Keep reverb on the hiss controlled with pre-delay and EQ, and automate parameters to avoid static, boring hiss. A few pro tips: layer a filtered white noise and a subtle vinyl crackle for believable tape character. Automate LP slash HP on the hiss return to open top end in breakdowns and close it in drops. Use tempo synced, tiny LFO modulation on operators filter for breathing motion. Nudge drum notes by 5 to 15 milliseconds on ghost hits for warn timing. For cohesion, bounce a lightly compressed drum bus stem and re-import it under the drums as a fattening bed. Keep a hiss-only mute group to audition arrangements quickly. Now try the mini exercise. In 30 to 60 minutes, slice an amen into a drum rack and make an 8-bar shuffled groove. Create a tape hiss track using operator noise and a simple chain. EQ HP at 250 HC, saturator soft clip, low erosion and subtle redux. Put the hiss on a return and automate it send to rise over 8 bars in a breakdown and drop for the 16-bar drum section. Bus your drums with drum bus and glue. Add a parallel compressed bus at about 15%. Export a short loop and note 3 audible differences with the hiss on and off. Tweak the chain to fix any masking. In recap, you sliced and sequenced the amen break, built a mid-slash-side-aware tape hiss with stock devices, mixed a glue drum bus with parallel compression, and arranged and automated the hiss to serve the midnight amen vibe. Remember the key rules: keep hiss high-passed and subtle, manage mid-slash-side content, use parallel compression for punch, and automate dirt and send levels to keep energy and dynamics. A few final monitoring and workflow notes: start with conservative levels, drum bus around minus 6 to minus 3 dB RMS, bass around minus 9 to minus 6. Aim for a hiss return level around minus 18 dB as a starting point. Use utility to check mono compatibility often. Use sampler for fast slicing, sampler for deeper sampling, and operator for CPU efficient noise with easy modulation. When CPU is heavy, resample your noise to audio and freeze complex reverbs. Reference on various speakers and phones to make sure the hiss helps the space without overpowering the low end. Treat the take hiss like room tone in a film, subtle, responsive, and automated to support the narrative. That's the workflow. Midnight Amen, a tape hiss atmosphere. Sequence and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Good luck, and have fun experimenting.